With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Deadline's new Hollywood podcast. My name is Dino Ray Ramos.
And I'm Amanda Nduka. And you guys, sadly, this is going to be our last episode.
People probably heard already. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people know that Amanda and I are no longer at Deadline. This is the final episode of the new Hollywood podcast as a weekly thing. I think the brand will probably go on with something else, but as far as being an episode where we talk to people of color, queer people, disabled people in Hollywood, this is it. This is the end of the road, and it was a fun ride.
It was an amazing ride. I don't know what I would do. This podcast really brought me back to life at Deadline, and I love what we did here. I love the people that we got to talk to. I mean, I think that it really did change the way, especially when it came to people of color. It really did elevate that for us. And we were so glad that we were able to do this and have this platform to really shine a spotlight on these people in the business that are usually, shoved in the margins or overlooked.
Or just kind of glazed over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was great to do that. We met so many wonderful people too.
I mean, speaking of the wonderful people, last week, the Emmy nominations were announced. A lot of those people who were nominated, people of color at least, were on the podcast, and it's just so exciting to see they weren't necessarily unknowns, but they were it's just kind of to see their career, the trajectory. There was Jonathan Majors who got nominated for Lovecraft Country. So did Journey Smollett. Mm-hmm. She got nominated for Lovecraft Country. Also, MJ Rodriguez.
We love to see that
history maker as the first trans woman to receive a lead actress nom. Who else was there? Cynthia Erivo. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Tracy Ellis Ross, of course. RuPaul's Drag Race, as usual. There's just so many. Dan Levy was nominated. Let's not forget her. Issa Rae was nominated. Yes. There's just so many on this year's list that were nominated and that were on the show, and we were so just happy just to have them. Oh, Daveed Diggs and Anthony Ramos too.
Yes.
Practically the whole cast of Hamilton.
Yeah, that's true.
They were all nominated. So. I just was so happy we could give them a platform that they wouldn't normally receive at a major publication. So congrats to all of them. I'm sure we forgot a lot, or because there's how many Emmys? There's 300 Emmys. This is episode 154. So it's kind of wild to think that we recorded 154 episodes of this. And we started off, I'm not gonna lie, we started off a little rough.
We did.
I remember we started with
Cinqua Walls, who was our very first guest.
Yeah,
our very first official guest.
Official guest. We could say the pilot.
Yeah.
With Jessica.
Yeah, with friend Jessica, who like to this day keeps asking me when she's gonna come back on. I'm so sorry, Jessica. But yeah.
Sorry, Jessica.
I remember you pitching this and I was like, oh, this sounds kind of fun. But I remember like somebody, like I guess Nelly had come to me and was like, do you want to do this with him? And I was just like, I don't even know like I never really listened to podcasts. I didn't know like really what everything was going to entail, but I was really excited about it. I just remember being really excited about it. And I mean, yeah, it was really rough at the beginning, but I just, the way that everything sort of worked out at the end was, it was just amazing.
And I think also that's a lot how these podcasts work out. A lot of podcasts start off as kind of like they try to find their footing, and there a lot of them are rough in the very beginning, and it takes kind of like maybe 5 or 6 episodes for them to kind of like hit a rhythm. And I think you and I hit a really good rhythm, and we just started to kind of roll with it. And like I remember our episodes were very shorter back in the days, like they were like 20 to 30 minutes, not even 30 minutes, they were like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we would record in that storage facility room in the PMC building. And then we eventually went to the studio, but then like we got longer and then it got more interesting and we got better, you know, not better guests, but like more people interested in what we were doing. Yeah. Because once they saw that, like, people of color need a platform too, and queer people need a platform too, then they were like, I was just like, yes, bitch, they do. And that's why we started this.
Right. You actually started it before you came to Deadline. And that's how.
I started a version of like, I think I just had a podcast that was similar.
Yeah.
Like it was just me talking to people of color, queer people or underrepresented voices in Hollywood. And we would just chat. That's like, and I remember I did that in my apartment. And now we're doing it in our apartment.
Full circle.
But now, and then just to kind of see how it's grown, and then like we've done so many live shows, it's been,
oh my gosh, shows,
it's been wild. Just to kind of see us, like I guess it just flies by, right? 154 episodes. And it's a big deal. I remember our 100th episode was, it was actually right before the pandemic. It was Emily V. Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Were they the 100th?
Yeah, they were the 100th episode. Oh, remember? Because I told them, we told them the news during, and they're all, we should have bought you a gift. And I was all, that's right. No,
Okay, so what would you guys say like your highlights are? And David, our producer's on here too. So
yeah,
I know he has some, but I have one I can think of was when we had the girls from Broad City.
Oh my God.
And they brought like, what are those eggs called?
The sous vide eggs.
Yeah, and I was like, we were just having like a feast in there. It was so fun.
It was like a slumber party because they were about to go to New York, I remember.
They brought their suitcases.
and then we just bought a bunch of food and we just were chatting there. And then I remember David bonded with, I forgot who, was it Abby? Or was
Abby,
it
Abby, yeah. Her mom and mine.
Because y'all were from the same neighborhood.
Yeah, her mom and my mom were like best friends growing up. And all throughout my life, my parents would always say like, hey, is there anything we can do to help you out? And I was like, well, do you know anybody, you know, who could help me out with my career? And I was like, no, we don't. And then she was just sitting on like the creator of one of my favorite shows. You know, her mom was like, come on. That was a highlight for me too.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That was a great one too.
When we got to sit down with Ava DuVernay.
Ava DuVernay.
We went to her, Array Studios.
Yeah, I think that was, like, I think Array's, I mean, Ava is just a really good interview, period. Yeah. And like, it was for When They See Us. And I think that show was just amazing. I think one of my highlights is when we were invited to the RuPaul's Drag Race set to record with RuPaul himself. I mean, everyone here knows that I'm a huge Drag Race fan. I mean, I'm wearing the beanie of the queen that won this season. So that was just really special, I think. And I think just the fact that they invited us to, like, they're all, why don't you come record on the main stage where they were like kind of do some of the most amazing things on television. That was just so cool. And I think RuPaul's just a good interview period.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. And then, oh, I miss Shangela, which I was kind of mad, but you got to do Shangela.
That was like kind of before she hit it even bigger than she really was.
Right. Now she's like,
and now she's just like all over the place. Yeah. And I don't even know. There's just like so many. So like, David, what about you? Like, when you were asked to kind of like hop on board this project, what were because like I don't think we all knew each other that well, did we?
No, you had just come to. I think both of you guys had just come to
Deadline. Like, I think David came to Deadline.
Yeah, you're right.
A couple months before me.
Yeah. I was really excited because this, I've produced a bunch of podcasts in the past, and sometimes, especially now, even more, you know, with every year that goes by, it becomes so saturated. And no matter what, there is going to be not only a podcast with a similar premise out there, but maybe even like the same name. Like, there's just so many. And when it was at a party, you guys were telling me about this idea. I was just like, okay, I have not heard about a podcast quite like this, you know, before in the industry or really ever. And it's kind of like goes to the whole problem that still exists in this industry, that there wasn't this kind of place for representation and new voices. But yeah, I was so excited just be like, all right, this is going to be different. This is going to be new.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we hit a lot of like, if we think about it, we hit a lot of historical moments in our own podcast, and like we kind of were riding in tandem with the industry. I would say like we had Letitia Wright, we had Winston Duke from Black Panther on when that came about. We had like, I remember we had like a stint of Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
We had like a flood of them, right? Like, yeah. It was like Henry, Michelle Yeoh,
Yeah.
Lucas Santos. Me. Who?
Jimmy.
Oh, and Jimmy O Yang, right?
Yeah, those yeah. Four.
I think we had all of them on, and
yeah.
I think there's something to be said that, you know, we all kind of were in that. I feel like we're sharing that success. Yeah. With them.
No, honestly, I'm actually but it is kind of cool to see like. Even like, do you, Charmaine Bingwa? I don't know if like,
yeah, she's like big now.
She does The Good Fight, and she is killing it. And she is just doing so well right now. But she was just up and coming, like doing her thing. And then like, it's just great to see like where some of these people are. And I'm just looking.
Oh, Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Yes, Yahya.
Yeah, it's like now he's like everywhere. Like
Justin Chan,
Justin Blue Bayou is like apparently killing it at Cannes. I don't know if David, did you get to see it when you were there?
I didn't see it, but I talked to Justin. An interview with him.
Yeah.
He's got the most badass tattoos in the world, by the way.
he's like, I think Justin is like, he's so soft spoken and chill, and like I remember him even before I was at Deadline. I remember interviewing for his not his first film, but one of his first films, Gook, and like just kind of following his career and then interviewing him again for Miss Purple in Sundance. Was that 2019, I think. And now seeing him, like, I remember him talking about Blue Bayou and how he wanted to premiere it at Cannes. And I was like, oh, and then he did. I was like, okay. But now, and I think now he's living in Hawaii. Like he moved from LA to Hawaii, and
yeah, he's killing it. Like I'm just looking at the list of people that we've had.
We have award nominee Stephen Young.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Stephen, who just basically just shot up in this canon and killing the game right now. Yeah.
I mean, everyone knew him from like Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, then, right? Yeah.
And then like people are like, oh, this guy's capable of so much more. Like, right. I mean, he did great on Walking Dead, don't get me wrong. But like he does so much like more. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous.
No, I'm just really, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm looking through this list and I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe we talked to all these people. Like,
it's kind of ridiculous that you know, we had Wilson Cruz on. We had Sinequa Martin Green, who was just in Space Jam. who else? Lil Rel was on with Matthew Cherry.
Lil Rel is in like every single movie that
seriously is in every single movie coming out. Like,
yeah, so he's definitely he's doing. I mean, we've had Shameik Moore, Robin Thede, who just got who's also nominated.
For Emmys, yes.
Yes. A Black Lady Skeptic. Ooh.
Pen 15 was nominated.
Who?
Pen 15. They were nominated.
Oh, yeah. We had the Pen 15 girls, Maya Erskine and Anna Conkle on. Yeah. See, I forgot.
Yeah.
And Stephen Pinal's and Our Lady J were nominated.
Oh, yeah. Like we had from the Pose crew, we had we had Stephen Pinal's. We've had Janet Monk. We've Jeremy had Our Lady J. We had Angelica Ross on. We had, and then of course we had MJ Rodriguez. I wish we had so much more, but you know.
Yeah.
Is there anyone, like, I think there were a lot of people some people are like, oh, why don't you have this person on? Why do you have that person on? It's like, I think a lot of people don't realize that scheduling is a really big, difficult thing in this industry. Even virtual scheduling, like during the pandemic, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
There were so many people that just didn't work out because, you know, scheduling or last minute, you know, changes. Like I remember
Jordan Peele, we were like a smidge.
Yeah, Jordan Peele, we were very, very close to getting on. Tiana Paris, we were very close. Oh, but for WandaVision, I remember we had her scheduled, and then they were all, can we move it again? And we were like, okay, we'll move it. And then they had to cancel, and it was just kind of devastating. I do remember we did have Michaela Cole like kind of almost confirmed, but the problem is that she was in London and like kind of doing this whole thing was just difficult. And I think this was before the pandemic. I don't know, maybe it was during, I'm not sure, but yeah, we just couldn't get her for I May Destroy You. And
yeah,
it sucked. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah, maybe in another, life or something, or another podcast or I don't know.
Yeah.
But there were people that we wanted there's just too many people. You can't have everybody. But I mean, I think we lucked out on our guests. Our guests were great.
I know. It's like we've had like legends. We've had Academy Award winners. We've had, you know, Emmy winners. We've just had people making histories, up and comers. Like you said, like Charmaine, like just this, like when I saw her get the good fight, I was just like, oh, we did that.
The podcast as like magic or something, but I mean, who knows? It might have the power. We're still waiting for Wilson Cruz's announcement on his print project. So we'll see. But yeah, it's very. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It's very, very sad, but you know, all good things must come to an end eventually, and this is just.
I mean, I think Amanda and I will kind of continue the work we do in other
ways.
The work we do in New Hollywood in our own ways. I mean, I'm not saying anything about my own projects because I don't know what I can do on here because it's not deadline or whatever. But I think a lot of people know that I'm working on other things, and I'm just going to continue doing the work that I do for inclusion and diversity. And just, you know, hopefully it just kind of continues this conversation and makes it more fun and not more fun, but you know what I mean, but like visible and to the world, because I think it's important. And I'm also happy to all the people who actually listen to us.
Yeah, thank you guys. I have a friend that you literally texts me every week, and he love the episode. Shout out to everybody that listened to this podcast. You guys don't understand how much it means to us that you listened and you liked it and you cared about it. And definitely in different ways. I feel like both of you and I are going to continue to promote diversity and inclusion, to continue to promote these conversations until we don't need to have these conversations anymore. Yeah. Which is,
it will just be a natural part of the conversation. It's like, and I think one of the moments that I thought was like very special is when we did have that one live event with Little Rel and Matthew Cherry and Lolo Spencer and Kelvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah,
and it was like that full house of people, and just kind of like seeing, it was just so beautiful seeing all these brown, black and queer faces. And just kind of like, I thought that there was something very powerful about that to me, and people just kind of celebrating each other and celebrating these voices on stage and celebrating these different stories. And I thought that was those kinds of events I loved, like
I did. That's the one you didn't come to, but the one that was like an all female panel.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
it was my first time doing it on my own. I was scared as fuck, but it was amazing seeing all the women in the audience, the women on stage. They're just doing great things in their own field. Like, it was so amazing being a part of that. Like, I don't think I had ever felt that type of energy before.
I think. And then, even like just our TIFF events. I think TIFF is probably one of my favorite
festivals.
And when we had the one with Just Mercy with Brian Stevenson and Destin Daniel Crenton, and then we had the Hustlers panel with the cast and the filmmakers of Hustlers, that was really fun too. And even the Sundance ones, the Disclosure panel,
that was great. That was a great one.
Yeah, the Disclosure panel was pretty dope. What did we do the year before that? Didn't we do something for Sundance for the year before that?
Yeah, I can't remember who the guests
were. Sorry, guests.
Yeah, I'm sure we can easily figure that out. There's just been so many, and we've done so many different events, and it's like I said, it's been a great run. Like I said, I'm literally looking at this list of people in awe. Like, I cannot believe we got to talk to John David Washington, which he was
hilarious. Oh my god, yes,
he was hilarious.
I forgot that he was actually
Wan, we talked to James Wan, like,
oh we did, didn't we?
Yeah, Jesus. Michael B. Jordan.
We did talk to Michael B. Jordan.
Marseille Martin. Like, I'm just like, we talked to so many amazing, cool people.
And it's just, I do think it's, I don't know if this is weird to you or like, maybe it's just me. It's just like, so like, I went to the Blind Spotting kind of premiere event or whatever at Hollywood Forever. Mm-hmm. And you know, there were like food trucks or whatever, and then I saw Utkarsh on Budkar, and then like at one of standing in line, and I was like, I don't know if he'd remember me, you know. And then I would just be, and then like I was like, let me just ask, and I tapped him on the shoulder. We were both masked, guys, and then I was all, Utkarsh? And he was like, oh, yes. And I was all, I'm Dino. I don't know if you remember me. And then he immediately knew who I was. And he was all, oh, how's Amanda? And I was like, oh,
okay.
I was like, oh, oh my he's like, oh yeah, of course I remember you. And so like it's weird to have these, you know, people kind of you admire, or that these very talented actors who talk to numerous people a day,
yeah,
or remember you. And I'm not trying to like kind of be like braggy or whatever, but there's just something about kind of having that connection with these people who would otherwise, who are seen as celebrity, and yeah, just kind of seeing them as human, which I enjoy. And to have them kind of remember who you are is kind of like, oh, I actually, our conversation actually mattered.
Yeah.
You know, and what we talked about actually mattered.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends,
you got to do that here with this podcast.
Yeah. And I think, so like, I always like, if I see like a past guest, I will always be like, or like in like, because I don't know about you, I'm just like, I'm nervous. I'm like, should I go approach them and be like, hi, do you remember me? I'm like really awkward too. So it's just like, but most of them do. And then one of my friends, or one of my publicist friends, was like, oh, he's like, oh, Dino, you know, if you spend an hour talking to someone for, you know, and talking for them with a deep conversation like you and Amanda have, they're going to remember y'all.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
That's why I loved it. That's why I love that we were able to have these types of conversations. You know, a lot of times you don't, depending on the circumstance. So getting to like have them for an hour and really talking about things that matter, not just like, you know, obviously promoting projects and stuff is important, but also talking about your upbringing and talking about sort of your struggle and your journey going through this business. Yeah. I think everybody has such a unique story that could hopefully help somebody that maybe has aspirations to come to Hollywood or, you know, get into entertainment, because obviously it's not the easiest thing to be in. So that's all we want to do. Hopefully, like, you know, the listeners, people just really picked up something valuable from our talks. And I'm going to miss them.
I do think that like sometimes people who don't listen to the podcast see it. And when you first kind of listen to it, you may think like, oh, this is kind of a like an activist podcast, like you're trying to promote, you know, these new voices and make a statement. And to a certain degree it is that, but also just like as a person listening to it every week, like I started watching the shows that they're promoting, and that I probably wouldn't have watched otherwise if I hadn't heard about it. And so that was just like a cool thing to just like, oh, a side part of this is I get to watch like dope shows that I never probably would have discovered on my own.
So, yeah, thank definitely.
You guys for doing that. I feel like
Well, and then like thanks for to David for like, because I know I cackle and giggle a lot during all of this these talks, but I think it's just like, I think this team could like was kind of like the perfect team to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, and I mean, I love like the sub-ins that David put in, like Andrew, I guess. but I think there was just something about this team that worked. And I think me and Amanda, we just had kind of also this kind of unspoken or like rhythm that we just kind of knew what we were doing. It was kind of almost freaky, like we would automatically know what would be happening. And then just to like think that, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, when I pitched this to Deadline, and this was kind of my baby here at Deadline, and for me to leave it is bittersweet. Mm-hmm. But like Amanda said, it kind of, good things must come to an end. And it's like, I think me and Amanda are off to kind of greener pastures, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue doing work in a different context, but we are going to still do the work. We just won't be able to hear our voices every week cackling and talking to someone and all that.
So, but I mean, I think, like I said, I think we come out on top. I think this is definitely something that's going to be a legacy for Deadline.
Legacy for us.
For us, but also for Deadline, because Deadline had never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
So So yeah, I definitely, I mean, I appreciate you too. I appreciate you, Dino, for coming with this idea and letting me come along with you. It's been the best thing that I've gotten to do at Deadline. I've loved it. So yeah. I am very, very sad, but like you said, I look forward to the future and like the other ways that we're going to show, you know.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it does not mean like we're stopping the work. It's just that, you know, I don't think anybody would do that. the journey has ended, but another one's beginning. Yeah. But I forgot to let y'all know that I got this in the mail the other day.
Oh my God. Yes, our GLAAD award. Oh my God.
I got this in the mail when I was sick. Oh. Listeners, I was sick for the past week and yes. with a nasty stomach bug, not COVID, luckily. And I got this, I kept on getting a lot of packages in the mail, and I hadn't opened them because I'd never left my bed. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, what is this? And they're like, oh, here you go. That's it's heavy.
Glad. Yeah, the GLAAD award, definitely the icing on the
cake. I think this is kind of speaks to the GLAAD award, that the special recognition award that we got, speaks to kind of what we did, and that GLAAD was listening, and to be recognized by GLAAD was kind of major, right?
So yeah, thank you again, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Can I say one final thing? It sounds like
good.
Well, first of all, two things. One is those films from Sundance, just as a little follow-up, where Where's My Boy Cone, Bedlam, Adam, and Sister Amy.
Oh, Patrice Cullors!
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
All great films. Then also just a thank you guys for bringing me along on this journey. This has been like, you know, easily the thing I look forward to most each week. And, you know, I told you, Dino, I remember when you were leaving that, like, not only will I miss you as your, like, as a person, just seeing you at Deadline, but also like your voice, both of your guys as your voices at Deadline are going to be, it's such a huge hole that I, you know, hope can get filled, but yeah, you guys are leaving a big gap there, and I'll miss you guys, although we're still going to be here and hang out.
Yeah, we're still hanging out. Aren't we like going to dinner in a couple weeks?
And I have one final question for you guys. Is if there is an underrepresented person in the state, be they an actor, director, writer, producer, creator of any kind that you just give a shout out to, give some shine to. I know we're putting you on the spot. You can say several if you want.
Oh my God. I think we've talked about this before. Amanda, you go first.
Oh. 154 people who could you know, be shouted out.
You guys, this was a very but Dino, to be fair, Dino had given this question to people like beforehand. So you had time to think about it. But this question
But also I don't think some of our guests knew that question was coming.
Yeah.
Even though we gave it
to them, that last question, everybody got that, so that's so you can think about it. And so there, hence I didn't think about it. Let me see, I'm trying to think of things that I've watched like recently that I can like, this is not underrepresented. I don't know if they're underrepresented, but I want to shout out this show called Warrior. Have you guys heard of it?
Oh yes, the Bruce Lee thing.
The main guy, his name is escaping me.
Andrew Koji.
Yes.
He's in Snake Eyes this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I think he is amazing. And I'm obsessed with that show now. Actually,
isn't he handsome?
He's very handsome, but I'm just like, his acting is amazing. His skills are amazing. Like that show, it just like took me out. I just discovered it like a couple weeks ago, and I'm obsessed. So shout out to the cast of Warrior.
Yeah, and I think I want to kind of give a, like, I know Wumi Masaku was our last guest, I think. And I know she's not under, like, but I just think she's destined to do amazing things.
Yeah.
I honestly, truly believe that. Like, after watching Loki, which, by the way, like, kind of finishing the whole kind of run or whatever, I was just like, oh my God, you know, Wumi Masako's, like, if you saw her in Lovecraft, if he saw her in his house, mm-hmm. if he saw her in what you call it, Loki.
Lovecraft. Do you say Lovecraft already?
Yeah, Lovecraft. Yeah, she's just so talented.
Yeah.
Also, I want to give a shout out to a kind of a friend and just a very talented comedian, but also actor, Ronnie Chang. Who on yeah. the Daily Show, who a lot of people may know. I know he's gonna be in Shang-Chi coming out soon. And he I think he just didn't he get just get like a some sort of TV deal or something, like a TV show or something. I'm not sure. But I think Ronnie is super talented. And
yeah.
I mean, like I think he's just amazing. And one of the things I'm also looking forward to is Glory Calderon Kellett's, for some reason,
yes.
her new show with love. It's called really with love. Yeah, it looks like just the cast. It's just like I'm so excited for that. That whole cast is like super inclusive, but that, you know, which is great, but it's just like a bunch of talented people who are on the verge. And I think Gloria Calderon Kellett, who was also a guest on the podcast, I think she's doing amazing things. And I love people like her in the industry who take the time out. She does her thing, but she's like all, I see her every week on Twitter saying, Tia Glow is here for your questions for the next hour. Just tweet them to me and I'll get to them. And she gives advice freely without like charging people or without anything, expecting anything back. She's just so giving.
Yeah.
It is like, and she's so talented, and she just, what she did also with One Day at a Time, is great. So I'm just totally kind
there's,
of
yeah there's so that. Many there's so many people out there, and I just hope that everybody continues to support, to keep an eye out for these new rising talents, and to support, you know, your community, support other communities, other underrepresented communities. I think I always say this, if one of us win, we all win. And I think really that's true. I know some people have their own arguments, but I really do think that if we all in order for us to combat the stereotypes and the same ongoing things that we see on screen, we all need to come together and really support each other and lift up each other. So hopefully everybody keeps doing that. And
it's like I always like gravitate to anything, like if something Latino's coming out, I'll uplift that. Black, disabled, queer, anything, intersectional, whatever, I will kind of put my energy into that. And kind of, and then of course Asian people, you know,
that's
kind of where I'm from. But I think it is, if one of us win, we all win, and kind of all about rising up and reaching back. I think that's what Wilson Cruz said back in the day, and I just hope to continue doing that. So and you know, thank y'all so much for listening to this podcast that we've created, and letting us into your ear holes every week.
You can keep up with us. We're still on the socials and everything. So you'll still hear from us. But thank you guys.
Thank y'all so much. And it's been fun. It's the end of the road, but not the end of the journey.
Yes, there you go. I like that. I like that. We that's a good place to end, right, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thank you all.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.